All right, hello. I'm Caesar. Today is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. We are currently at Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus, and today I'll be interviewing Shihab Ahmed from Bangladesh. Nice to meet you. So, who is Shihab? Tell me.
I'm Shihab. I'm from Bangladesh. I'm an international student in here. I'm doing my ESL. This is my IP course. This is my last semester in ESL. And the next semester, I'm thinking probably I'll go to main course. Let's see.
Like go to a university or?
Yeah, I'll move at Rogers State University. I'm thinking like that.
Okay, and what do you want to major in?
Business.
Oh, okay. Nice. What made you want to do that?
I'm not interested in job that much. Basically, I want to do a business, so I want the basically main knowledge about the business. I want to know each and everything about the business. So that's why I choose business.
Okay. And if you had all the money in the world, what kind of business would you start?
It's a tough question. So basically, if I have like that much money right now, I'll do lots of business. Basically, I'll start like few car showroom. Basically, I'm into cars. I'll start like few dealership, few different car store. I'll do like that.
Okay, that sounds cool. So, out in Bangladesh, do you have like a favorite food dish or anything?
Oh yeah, in Bangladesh, like Bangladeshi foods, all of foods are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Basically, my favorite is biryani.
I heard of that.
Yeah, you can try biryani in here. You can't find the Bangladeshi style biryani in here, but there's a restaurant over there in Broken Arrow, Tandoori Guys. You can find the like Indian vibes, like they do like Indian style biryani, but Bangladeshi biryani, it's totally different. It's more delicious, more tasty. It's like totally awesome.
And you know how to cook it or not?
I know.
Oh, you do?
I know how to cook it.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I can cook.
Nice. That's good. Not a lot of people know how to cook, you know?
I can cook. Basically, I'm outside of home like from 2016. So it's been a long time. So
yeah. You had to learn,
cook.
Huh?
Yeah, okay. I'm the word.
Okay. Do you have any hobbies?
Oh, man. Basically, I like to sleep, man. I sleep a lot.
Yeah.
Then after, besides sleeps, I like to drive and I like to play soccer and badminton.
Oh, you play soccer, huh?
Not that much, because nowadays I get like lots of weight in here. I can't play that much right now, but I try to play.
You used to play though?
Yeah, I used to play. But nowadays it's too difficult.
Yeah, me too. I used to play back then. Soccer, I was a forward.
Oh, that's good. I was defender, left side.
Oh, okay. So you know how to kick the ball far and hard, and
but
you're pretty quick.
I get like
I feel tired,
man.
And how old are you again? You said you were 26.
I'll be 26 in December.
Oh, so you're 25. So you'll be turning 26. Ah, okay. That sounds cool. And what part of Bangladesh were you born in?
Bangladesh, my district name is Jamalpur. It's like I think it's the north side of the Bangladesh. It's really cool, Jamalpur.
Jamalpur?
My city, yeah, Jamalpur.
Is it big or small?
It's not that big. It's small, but like I have we have lots of river just right behind, just like 10 to 15 minutes from my house. Like river, then if I want to go to hill, like we have lots of mountain over there. Like from my home to go to mountain, like I need around 30 minutes. Like it's really pretty cool.
That sounds really pretty. You got rivers and mountains.
Rivers and mountain both.
Is it hot out there or cold?
Yeah, it's not that hot. Like it's too hot in Tulsa. It's not that hot.
Okay. It's hot in Tulsa?
It's too hot in Tulsa.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
It's not that hot. Basically, we used to do Celsius over there. Basically, maximum would be over there like 35 to 38 degrees Celsius maximum. But in here, in Tulsa, in summer, like we get like 40 to 42, 43 degrees Celsius easily.
Yeah, that's weird because I thought it would be really hot out there.
Nah, it's not that hot out there.
That's cool. And you say you have rivers out there. What, like, you would swim in it or?
I do swim a few times, but not that much.
Mm.
I do swim a few times over there on that river.
Okay. Okay. And then, what was your childhood like? Like, what'd you do when you were younger?
My childhood was pretty fun, I'm not gonna lie. Basically, I was a wild kid. I used to play whole day. I used to play with my friends. Like, we play cricket over there, cricket, football, like basically soccer, cricket, mm-hmm. soccer, badminton every day. Like, just finished my school, came to home, ate something. Then at the afternoon, we play whole afternoon. And like, basically, we used to play in our school field. And like, it's like only, it need 2 minutes from my home to my school. It just right opposite side of the road. Like, one side is my home, another side is my school. Mm-hmm. So I always used to play on that school.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, sir.
It's close. So did you work out there at all?
Like,
did you have a job?
No, I don't have a job in here. Cause like, I can't do a job because I have no work permit in here.
Oh no, I meant in Bangladesh. Did you have a job in Bangladesh before?
Nah.
No? Okay.
Nah.
Just wondering. Do you still have family there?
I have a few cousins in here, but my whole family live in Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
Like my parents, my brothers, sisters, my whole family there over there.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one little brother and one sister.
Oh, okay. So you're the oldest?
I'm the oldest one.
Mm, nice.
We're like two brothers, one sister.
And what do your parents do?
My father is a businessman.
Mm, okay.
He used to do business, and my mother is a housewife. She just take care of like our family and my parents, my brothers and sisters.
Okay, that's cool. So, what was the biggest culture shock for you when you came here to USA? What was the difference?
It's too much different over there, cause like, for my opinion, I think Bangladeshi culture, it's too rich culture. It's too rich over there. Like, and in here, no, I can't find like that much, nothing in here. Because like our culture, I think it's like, for my opinion, it's too rich. Like, we have lots of, we have lots of fair over there. Then we celebrate Eid. Like basically Eid is the, for Muslims, we have two Eids, and those are like our biggest festival over there.
For most what?
Biggest like festival,
yeah,
for Muslim peoples.
Okay.
Basically, we used to do, we celebrate Eid over there, two Eid, and Ramadan the whole month. Basically, we do fasting a whole month for Ramadan, and like, it's totally different vibe over there for Ramadan. It's like party every night. Like, we fast whole day. We did not eat nothing whole day, and like, evening time around 6 or 7, it depends on the moon. So around 6 or 7, we used to get like all of our family members, all of our friends together. We like eat something, we cook something together. It's like the biggest festival over there.
When is Ramadan?
It would be maybe next April in here. Next April.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the whole month.
Mm.
The whole month we did not eat nothing in the whole day.
Just water, huh?
Nothing.
No water either?
Nothing. We just eat like around 3 or 4. It depends on like Fajr Salah. It depends on that. We eat that time, and the whole day we did not eat nothing. We just fast, and we eat like at 7 or 6 afternoon.
How are the people in Bangladesh?
They're cool.
They're cool?
They're too cool. They're too friendly. Yeah, if you go over there, like, I can say that if you just go over there in my country with me, like, they will treat you, you are their main guest over there.
Like, I'm a brother or something?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Mm.
Like, if you want to get some food or anything, you don't have to pay over there. I'm thinking like that because nobody will give you the chance to pay for that.
Wow, that sounds cool.
Yeah, so friendly over there.
And do you have any grocery stores? How are your grocery stores in Bangladesh?
Oh yeah, basically, like, we have lots of stores over there. Like, it's like too far in here. Like we have like only one grocery store maybe, or two or three grocery store in our whole neighborhood. It's like that. But over there, and like we have lots of stores over there in our neighborhoods. Like mm-hmm. you can find everything over there. And they open like at 6 or 7 in the morning time, and they close like 11 or 12 at the night time.
Yeah, I stay up late.
Yes, sir.
Is there any like traffic there?
In my city, it's not that much traffic because it's like, I can say that it's countryside. But mm-hmm. in the main city, like it's too much traffic over there. Like Dhaka is our main city, basically. From 2017 to 2021, I was in Dhaka.
Mm-hmm.
So it's too crowded. Dhaka is our like capital. It's too crowded, too much traffic over there.
Really? So what were you doing in Dhaka?
I finished my college at Dhaka and my university over there at Dhaka.
Oh, that's good. That's awesome. Do you have any internet over there? How's the internet?
Yes, internet pretty good.
Yeah.
Not that bad. But before it was really bad, but nowadays it's pretty cool.
Okay. And in the nightlife? Like, you go out to party at night. Man. What is it? How's the nightlife?
I miss my nightlife. Yeah, basically, right now, I also do, like, late night sleep. I sleep late night.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, like, from, like, we start our party, like, and we start our hanging out over there, like, after 6 or 7
mm-hmm.
at the night time. Because, like, everybody finished their school, college, or, like,
work.
My friends was they're doing some job. They finished their job, and after that, we all came in a tea stall. We just drink tea over there, talking, hanging out like till 11 or 12.
And what is your like? What do you like to drink when you're out? You just drink tea.
Yeah, we drink tea or like some regular soda. We don't drink alcohol or nothing over there.
No.
No.
Why is that?
Nah, we can't take alcohol.
Why?
It's not allowed in my religious.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Why not?
It's prohibited for us. Because, like, if I drink alcohol, like, my normal sense, I'm not going to be stay on my normal sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not allowed.
So, you never drink alcohol before?
I drank a few times, but not that much. I used to drink before, but I'm trying to quit. And I almost quit. I drink 5 to 7 times. Maximum on last 2 years.
Okay.
I barely drink.
Yeah, me neither. I don't drink. I don't like to drink. So, how's the military there and, like, the government? What is that like?
Military pretty good. Military, they're pretty cool. They always try to help people over there. But if I talk about my previous government and the police over there, they was too corrupted.
They were corrupted?
They are corrupted. Basically, police, they are too corrupted.
Oh, yeah, I can...
Out there. But military, nah, they are really good military over there. But police, they are really corrupted. Military, they always ready to help people. They always try to help people. And they always, like... They are cool. Basically, they are too cool. But the police, you think about police are too corrupted over there.
Hmm. Yeah, same in Mexico. It's really corrupt out there.
Yeah, it was. It's too much over there, too, man.
Yeah. So, do you have a favorite class?
In DCC?
Or wherever?
No, I like to enjoy Miss Katie's class and Mr. Tom's class. I like.
What does Mr. Tom do? Teach?
Mr. Tom, I'm doing a reading over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's really cool.
That sounds nice. Do you have any favorite teacher?
I have few, like in here TCC, they all are really good.
Right.
All of my teachers, they're really good. They're too cool. They always try to help.
Yeah, that's what I like. They're very passionate.
They're always ready to help, man. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie. They all are my favorite, man.
Okay, that's nice. And how are your classmates?
Oh, good.
Yeah. Do you have any other classmates that are from Bangladesh?
Yeah, I have like 3 more classmates. They're from Bangladesh.
Okay. And do you know them? Like, are...
Yeah.
Okay.
I know them, like, basically...
From school, or...?
Nah, not from school. Basically, I know one of my classmates before in Bangladesh. I know him. We used to share our flat over there.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yes, and right now we also live in the same home, same house. Mm. All of us.
And you, where do you live by?
Mm. I live over there at like East 30th place.
Oh, okay. Nice. So where do you do your homework? At home or here in school?
Nah, I don't do that much homework in here. I try to finish like only a little bit in here.
Oh, okay.
If I get any chance. Otherwise, all of my homework are done in my home.
And why did you choose TCC?
Basically, I was in Pennsylvania first.
What the heck?
Pennsylvania, yes, sir. And it's like
too much. What are you doing out there?
It's too like I came to Pennsylvania at first at Cannon University, but I came at December, and like when I just arrived, 30 minutes later, it starts snowing.
Oh heck no!
Yeah, it's like too much cold over there. Like every day it's snowing, it's snowstorm, but I have no choice. I have to go to class.
Mm-hmm.
Like they never stop the class for snowing or nothing.
Oh no!
It's snowstorming, but I have no choice. I have to go to class, and it's like too much. It's too much cold over there. So that's why, and like some of the people I know, they live in here, my cousins, so I was thinking I'm not going to stay over there, so I just move in TCC.
Yeah, I don't like the cold either.
Because it's too cold. In here, it's like same temperature like Bangladesh. It's almost same.
Mm.
Not that much cold. In Bangladesh, it's pretty hot, but it's also hot in here.
Yeah. So, what are your goals? What is your life plan like? Do you have any
goals?
I'll
finish my degree, then I'll start my own business.
Okay. And do you have any dreams?
Starting my own business is my biggest dream right now.
Okay. Nice. I believe in you.
Thank you.
What motivates you?
It's really tough questions.
Like, what motivates me is my family, and my parents.
If I say any character, I'll say my grandfather. Because he was a school teacher.
Really?
Yeah, he was a school teacher back to like around 1970. That time, like in Bangladesh, it's like third world country. We don't have like that much transportation over there. He have only one bicycle, like the pedal cycle, mm-hmm. not the motorcycle. It's a bicycle.
Bicycle.
Yeah, he used to ride the cycle. He drove 4 to 5 hours to go to school to do his job.
Wow, he's a tough guy.
He was a tough guy. He was a hard worker guy.
Is he still with us?
Nah, my grandfather passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks a lot, man.
That sucks. Well, I'm sure he's watching over you and guiding you for sure.
I think so.
So, do you have a dream car?
Man, I have a lot, man. I'm not gonna lie. I have a lot of dream car, brother.
Say them all.
Like every company, I have a dream car for every company.
Okay.
Like every car company, I have a favorite car.
Let's go Mercedes. What would you get for a Mercedes?
AMG C63.
Oh, what about BMW?
Or like the Brabus, Mercedes, the G-Wagon. I'll do the Brabus one for if I think like BMW, I'll take the M5 competition.
Oh yeah, those are nice.
Yeah,
I like those. They're so clean.
These are pretty good. I like BMW. They're a lot. So sexy. I like BMW more than Mercedes. Now I'm driving a little Mustang, but I like BMW a lot.
Nice. Yeah, me too.
So what's your favorite car?
Mine? I would say probably M3 BMW.
M3?
Like an E30 or something.
I'm thinking maybe like I'll get one B58, maybe 440i.
I want to get like an old school Beamer and like, you know, the box ones.
You know, this one, 1980s.
Yeah, and then just drift it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But drifting, man, is like, oh, man, it's too much costly. I try to do lots of weird things with my car, and like, man, I have to pay for a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I have to change the tires, my ball joint. And, oh, man. It's like too much costly, man. It's like too much.
And you know how to fix that yourself?
You work on your car? I have one friend. He's from Sri Lanka. He used to do, he's a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
So we were, I always like go there, and both of us like try to fix that car.
Nice. That sounds like fun, honestly. So are you single or married?
I'm single.
Okay.
Single as hell, man.
You have no kids? No, no kids?
Brother, no kids.
Do you want any kids?
I will.
Do you want to get married?
Yes.
Okay, how many kids would you want?
I don't know. I don't know yet, man.
Okay. 5 years from now, what do you think you'll be doing?
Maybe from next 5 years, I'll get married, I'll have a good car, and maybe I'll have my business. I'm thinking like that.
Yeah, I see that. We are done. So we can just wrap it up. Is there anything you would like to add?
If you want to ask me some more questions, I'll answer it.
I've said all my questions. Is there a question for me you want to ask?
Where are you from?
I was born in Tulsa, but raised in Arizona.
Oh, Arizona?
Mm-hmm. So it gets really hot, like 110, 120 degrees.
Yes, two of my friends live over there at Arizona.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's too hot.
I will see their like, a story on Facebook or Instagram. I will see that it's like too much over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm from this little town. It's called Bullhead City.
I never been over there.
Yeah, it's pretty small. But yeah, there, we have a river, so it's not too bad.
That's great. But it's too much hot, though.
Yeah, too hot. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you for your time.
Thank you so much, and like thank you for coming here and just take my interview. I really appreciate it, man.
No problem, man. You're a good guy.
Thank you.
You're a cool guy. I'll do another interview with you.
Thank you so much, man.
Well, all right.